There are more than 1,000 displaced people who have moved to the Jasikan district following the latest communal disturbances in Hohoe. The Volta Regional Nadmu office says it expects an influx of more people if peace is not brokered soon. The Deputy Regional Nadmu Coordinator in charge of operations, Samuel Adabla, told Radio Ghana that the people have been given mattresses and cloths. He said the national headquarters has promised to provide them with food and more clothes by the close of the day.
At the moment, there are over 1,000 registered internally displaced people in that has flocked to Jasikan district. Kokwe per se, nothing, because that was where the incident happened, and most of our brothers from the Muslim community have to fled to the neighboring district. So a chunk of them are in Jasikan, Yakuye, Indo, and KJD. So after that time, we have to send some relief to Jasikan. So the item sent was mattresses, plates, scarves, and some few other second-hand clothing, blankets. So we are expecting consignment from the national headquarters before the close of today, so that will include a food item. So at the moment, it is only bedding and clothing that have been supplied to those that are in Jasikan district. So we are yet to tackle that of Biakuye, Pando, and KJB.
Are they being housed in one place, or they are living with relatives?
No, in Jasikan, fortunately, we have a cocoa shed, we have mugs, and some relatives. So basically, I can say that most of them are being housed in there. You know, Jasikan is a cocoa growing area. So some of the sheds are empty. So the coordinators have to negotiate with the cocoa board officials for those areas to be released, for them to be used for that purpose.
But you are expecting food consignment from national headquarters by the close of today.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, what are they feeding on?
In fact, we are fortunate that the district assembly, at the moment, the district assemblies are in charge. So Jasikan, we will need to understand that the district assembly have to buy some quantity of rice and some cooking oil for them to use, and philanthropists are also stepping in. So that is the interim measure being adopted to cushion the situation before the arrival of the consignment from Nadmu headquarters.
Are you expecting more of such displayed people coming from Hohoe and the other areas?
Yes, as at yesterday, when we sent an update to the national headquarters, we were made to understand that more people are disembarking in Biakuye district. Yesterday, there was that information that the regalia of the paramountcy have been taken and ultimatum have been given. So that threat that was given by the traditional area epitomized the fact that more people will be fleeing. So we envisage that more people will be leaving Hohoe to the various destinations, but we position our district coordinators and registration centers have been established for them to be registered. So in answer to the question, we are envisaging that more people will be fleeing that area.
Are you ready to handle the load that is going to be on the district Nadmu office?
Oh yeah, I can assure you, Nadmu, this is not a new phenomenon. Nadmu is on top of issues, and we are expecting a consignment from the national headquarters before the close of today, and we've alerted our various district coordinators to institute measures in order to contain them so that we can be able to, and I can assure you that we are on top of issues. The regional coordinating council is also supportive, the various district assemblies are also supportive, so we are hopeful that everything will go on well.
You heard Deputy Volta Regional Nadmu Coordinator in charge of operations, Samuel Adabla. Pando is also hosting some of the people who have fled the violence in Hohoe. The district Nadmu officer, Christian Atto, confirmed to Radio Ghana that about 150 people have been registered as at yesterday. He's worried about the lack of food and mattresses for the people.
As at 6 p.m. yesterday, we got a message that some of them are in town, and quickly we dashed to the area and started registering them, took their particulars, and yesterday we got up to 70-something, but up to this morning, it rise to, it's risen to 150. So far, we are yet locating a smoothly. We have a tent which we want to raise for them, but we don't have any bedding material or any other things which we could use to support them. We only have two tents which we want to raise, but we're also not getting any flat area. We are yet preparing the place.
Are you hoping to get supplies from national headquarters to help you feed these people and take care of them?
That is our hope. I called my regional coordinator yesterday night, just after we finished with the police. He said he's in Accra presently to see the national coordinator. But we're hoping that we'll get something from them definitely to be able to get after them.
So what are you doing to them now? What are you feeding them on? And where are those who don't have mattresses sleeping on?
We are yet to raise the tent. The tent we have, we are yet to raise it. And we'll be liaising with regional office to see if we can get a bedding material, mattress or blanket, which they could use from the evening. But food, no, we haven't done anything at all.
Students constitute the majority of those displaced and are seeking shelter in Pando. They are making distress calls for assistance.
misunderstanding between the indigenous of Ohwe and then our Zungu community that brought us to Pandu, because we cannot stay there and then have peace of mind. Although even if you are not involved, you are not involved. That's why we have to run for our dear life so that we can have peace elsewhere. That's why we came down to Pandu.
There are security men on the ground. Are you still not assured of your safety with them? They are soldiers and policemen.
Yeah, even though there are security over there, but we might say that the security is mainly in town, in Zungu, and then the other part of town. But if you see the outskirts of the town, there are no security over there. So we, example, are outskirts of the town behind the river dam. We are around that place and the picnic area. So the security is not there. So since the indigents know the path that they can pass to reach there, they always attack there, even at big time. Because of the curfew, they can't attack during the night because of the curfew. So it is the daytime that they are attacking through that area, which leads to us. They're running away of especially women and children. You may say that they are the first people even who are allowed to go because of safety. And then you may say about 3 days ago, because the way they are attacking from nowhere, we don't know where the angle they'll be coming from again.
So how are you coping? Have you had something to eat, where to sleep? Have all these things been settled for you?
Sometimes we may say some people don't have a place to sleep. Yes, but that one is true. We have to sleep in a mosque so that other people, the good Samaritans over there, will have to feed them. They find problem in feeding because they don't move with anything. They are just running away from their dear life.
It's just because of the misunderstanding that's happening in our town, you know. We have to run away for our lives, because if you are there, surely we might be hurt. That's why we run for our dear life to Pandu here to settle for the meantime before anything else.
Aren't you safe with the security men there and the curfew even imposed?
I'm not much convinced about the curfew, because where I'm living right now is very far from town, and then the curfew is always in town. They don't care about the area over there. And then over there to those our people come over there to come in, kill our things, just take everything they like in our room. So if you're over there too and they know that you are a Muslim, they do something here to you. So we don't want to stay there just because of the distance. Even if the curfew is in town, we cannot go there, because still they will do something to us.
Some internally displaced persons in the Ohwe conflict.
Still under disturbances in Ohwe, NADMO is sending relief items to internally displaced persons there. The public relations officer of NADMO, Senofe Fiao, told Radio Ghana in an exclusive interview that NADMO is on the ground and is ready to assist the people.
We are just about to send them rice, maize, oil, sugar, used clothing, plastic plates, tabs, basins, buckets, mosquito coil, matches, blankets, and mattresses. The vehicle is just about to leave for Ohwe.
So what you're telling us is that NADMO is on its feet and is sending consignment to the people of Ohwe.
The Volta Regional Minister, the Deputy, and the Volta Regional Coordinating Council, and then the NADMO Coordinator, Simon Bakade, have visited the place. From the assessment they've made, that's based on that, we are sending the items I've mentioned.
That is Public Relations Officer of NADMO, Senofe Fiao.